Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It was shocking when he said it a couple of weeks ago, and I was watching it on his Instagram stories, but I understand why. I mean, sometimes Christmas can be a real old bummer because there's so much stress now that goes into Christmas that there are a lot of people like, it's too stressful, I don't even like it anymore. And that's how Mo's been.
So I made these comments on my Instagram that Christmas is not necessarily my favorite time of the year. Some in part because I don't have kids. It's not the same to me as when I was a kid. I feel like it's stressful, the shopping, the looking for gifts, the trying to make sure you get everybody a gift who gets you a gift, the money that you have to spend. This is the time of year my grandma passed. I'm not the happiest. Just a whole bunch of different reasons. I did not expect it to go as viral as it did. it went out of hand. It went crazy.
It was shocking.
Yeah, you're a little more delicate in your delivery today as to how you feel about Christmas, and I think a lot of people can relate. When you did your Insta story, you were railing on Christmas, man.
Yeah.
You were going in hard.
You're right.
On Christmas.
I was.
You were like, F you, Christmas.
I was. I was a little stressed that day.
Yeah.
And Jesus doesn't take kindly to that.
No, he doesn't. And then we found out that Jesus might not have been born in December. It was a whole thing. Right? It got out of hand.
It did.
It got really a little crazy.
It escalated quickly.
All the years I have been on the planet, that is the first time I had ever heard even any theory that Jesus wasn't born in December. It was shocking, yet accurate.
And to all of the people who may not have heard it like you, who follow me, they now blame me for that. Like, I'm the guy that's always going to be the person who reminded them that this isn't a thing. So I think I went too far. And that's why my tone is a bit different today. Because I need to apologize to the Christmas spirit. I think the past week, the Christmas spirit has made it very clear to me that it does not appreciate me and my comments about Christmas. And the reason is because I had two gift exchange parties last week. And the first one was like with a bunch of friends of mine. And we all decided, let's just do a little small gift exchange, Secret Santa, whatever. And everybody's going around the room. And when it's my turn for the gift, my friend realizes that he forgot my gift, left my gift at home. I didn't get a gift at all. Everybody else had a gift. Mm-hmm. Everyone was excited about their gift. It was a moment. And I didn't think much of it. It was cool. I was like, all right, don't worry about it. Christmas is not my thing anyway. How can I complain or feel the way? Right. It's all good. Don't worry about it. But then we had the Burt Show gift exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who had me ended up being sick, and they weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like 3 days later now, and this is my moment, again, to get my gift.
Ah.
And my gift isn't there.
Ah, so you're starting to like Christmas more now that you're not getting presents?
No, I'm thinking that it's pretty obvious that the Christmas spirit has it out for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I think is happening here.
I see.
I don't know if Jesus is a karma kind of guy.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think his whole thing is like grace, you know, unconditionally.
And forgiveness.
But it might be his thing, Jesus, the whole grace thing, but he's got pretty powerful friends like the Christmas spirit where he might just whisper in their ear like, hey, I can't do this myself, but can you take care of Mo for me?
I'm starting to feel like that could be a thing. I don't know if I have to apologize to Santa. I don't know if it's the Christmas spirit I have to apologize to. I don't know if it's Jesus. I'm really not sure who it is.
It's a trifecta. You need to go all three. Yeah.
So speaking of trifecta, here's what's the cherry on top for me. So my family now is also doing a gift exchange. And so the way that my mom wanted to do it was to put like a bunch of names into a hat. And I'm not there. My family is there. I have to be told who I have. And instead of me being told who I had, I was told that we had to do it again. because whoever put the names in the hat, they forgot my name.
No.
So at that point, I was always told if something happens to you three times, yeah, it's a clear message. Right. Somebody is sending a clear sign. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not Jesus, because I don't want to have beef with Jesus.
Okay, I have an idea. It's going to take a little work on your part today, though.
To cleanse his Christmas spirit?
To cleanse
Please,
it, yeah.
I need something, man.
I think just talking and apologizing about it isn't enough. I think the Christmas spirit needs a rap tomorrow, an apology rap from you tomorrow. It takes a little bit more effort than you just coming in here and going, oh, I'm so sorry, You have to sacrifice some of your time now.
Okay.
So it's an apology rap to the Christmas spirit for the Christmas spirit to take it seriously.
Okay. You're never going to bring a personal story to the show, then, are you?
This is the last time. Y'all just think these raps are so easy.
You make it look easy, man.
I don't.
Make it look easy.
All right.
Now, how badly do you want to get back in the Christmas spirit's good grace? You don't have to do it, but just think of a life without a present for the next 20 years.
Wow. The funny thing is, I'm questioning it. I bet I want this apology. All right. I'll do it. Yeah, because it feels bad. It feels like I have to fix this.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're going to cleanse it.
I do, right?
A little more extreme than just saying I'm sorry.
All right, a Christmas rap coming up.
The Burt Show.
What's up, y'all? My name is Mo Mitch, and I am the host of In the Moment. Brand new episodes released every Tuesday morning. I believe in laughing through pain, and I give you a lot of opportunities to laugh at mine.
We're being honest here. Who am I to judge Lauren London? Even if she did have a baby 2 years after they broke up. My ex had a baby with another guy while we were still together.
Bruh.
Wait for me to die? She didn't even wait for us to break up.
I'm 100% transparent on my podcast every time. I use my personal experiences to hopefully help you navigate through yours. So yeah, you're gonna laugh till it hurts, but you might also learn something. But if you're loving on somebody who has been abused, keep this in mind. There are things that can happen to you as a grown man that'll trigger that abuse you faced as a child, and it'll make you a child again. As a man, I ran from that. Listen to In the Moment on Acast or wherever you get your podcast.